This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us one drive at a time. Never mind the fact that we're riding a tractor this season. You're still about to grow closer to each other and closer to Jesus. Today, Dana Gresh gets real with her co-host, Stacy Rudolph. She talks about a time when she was afraid that God wouldn't provide for something she needed, but he sent a very unusual creature teacher to remind Dana that he's her provider and protector. This teacher was covered in white feathers and went by the name of Roxy. Can you guess what she is? Let's find out as we dive into the fifth episode of season 5, titled, Covered by God's Wings. But wait, I think I hear the tractor. But that isn't Farmer Bob. Is that Stacy driving the tractor?
Stacy, you're doing great! You're driving that tractor like a professional farmer girl.
Thanks, Dana. This is fun. I can see why Farmer Bob likes to drive this thing around the farm.
Yep. Why don't you park that thing and come on over here?
Okay. Hang on. I'll be right there. Whew. That was a great way to see the farm. It's so beautiful here. And I spotted Napoleon and his magnificent peacock tail up in the tree. Hey, I was wondering, where'd you get him?
Well, he was born right here on the farm. It's actually quite a story. God taught me a lot the day I met Napoleon.
Do tell.
Well, at the time, we had a peahen, and her name was...
Wait. What? I thought you said peahen.
I did. A peahen. That's what they call a female peafowl.
Peafowl?
Yeah. A peacock is the male version of a peafowl.
Peahen. I'm sorry. I just think that is such a funny name.
Yeah, I get it. But I promise you, I didn't make it up. And Napoleon's peahen of a mom was extra special because she was all white.
Peacocks can be white?
Oh, yes. They are magnificent to see. In fact, look it up online. It's breathtaking. Now, let me tell you about Napoleon's mom, Roxy the White Peahen. Roxy loved blueberries, and she came to my front door for them all the time. In fact, she would sit at my big picture window and watch me write books. And she would often sit by the door and try to see what was going on in our house. Once, when she came for blueberries, the front door was open, and she just helped herself on in. My, what a commotion that day was. I loved Roxy's visits, and I looked forward to them each day. Well, one day she gave me quite a scare, because I hadn't seen her for a long, long time. Days went by, and no Roxy.
Oh, no. That would be scary. What happened?
Actually, it was a double scary time, because in the midst of not knowing where my Roxy was, I was facing a really scary thing in my True Girl ministry. I needed $5,000 to pay a bill for True Girl, and I had no idea how I was going to be able to pay it.
$5,000? In my world, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. And in that season of stressing about that money, Roxy'd been missing at the same time. And I had to come to grips with the fact that my worst fears about her were probably true.
Oh, no. Like maybe a coyote or fox got her?
Right. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart to think that Roxy was gone. Well, one day I went outside to, if I'm honest, complain to God about everything. The money I needed, the peahen I missed. Suddenly, I looked up through my tears and I saw off in the distance a tiny white speck way up at the top of the pasture.
Stop it. It was Roxy, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, sitting on a fence post. Now, my great big Palomino horse Trig saw her too, and he actually got to her before I did. And by the time I trudged all the way to the top of the pasture, he was standing there next to her, pushing her with his big fat horse head, and she didn't budge, like she was refusing to move. Now, usually if I try to touch Roxy, like to care for her, she tries to get away. She does not like to be touched. So I knew something unusual was happening. And do you know what it was?
Was she injured?
Nope. I stood there to take inventory to see how I could capture Roxy to take her to the barn. And as I did, I noticed a teeny tiny beak and small black eyes peering out from under one of Roxy's wings. She had a baby.
Napoleon, huh?
Yes, it was Napoleon. I carefully picked Roxy up and tucked her with her baby under her wing under my arm to carry them back to the barn. She didn't even try to stop me. I walked all the way back to the barn, holding her carefully until I got there. And when I put her up on top of some hay bales, she lifted her wing and plop, out popped that baby chick. And then she lifted her other wing and plop, out popped another baby chick.
So she was refusing to move because she was being a good mama and protecting her baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And that was why she was gone, right? She was busy becoming a mom.
Absolutely. She was sitting on her eggs. And she wasn't afraid of my big horse because she had one job to do. Protect those babies.
Oh, wow.
Now, here's where we get to see how Roxy was a creature teacher for me, showing me something about God's power and character. When I stood there in the barn looking at Roxy with her two babies, it reminded me of a Bible verse. Stacy, will you read today's power verse? It's Psalm 91, verses 1, 2, 4, and 5.
What on earth was that?
A peahen.
Oh my, well, that's a strange sound. Okay, here's that Bible verse. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. For He will rescue you from every trap. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid. So this verse isn't saying that God has actual wings like Roxy, but His protection of us kind of looks like a mama hen protecting her chick. God is never going to stop protecting us.
That's right. God's protection is fueled by His love for us, His dear children. And in that moment when I looked at Roxy and thought of this scripture, I knew God saw my need and He would take care of me. I decided right then and there, I'm not going to worry anymore about that $5,000.
Oh, that's right. Whatever happened with that?
Well, Stacy, later that day, a friend wrote to tell me that she and her husband felt led out of the blue, not knowing about my problem, to send the ministry $5,000.
Well, look at God. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. It's like God was waiting for you to get to a place where you fully trusted Him, and then He provided. He really did tuck you under His wing that day.
He sure did. That terrible, horrible day ended up being one of the very best days I've ever had.
True girl, I've got a little homework for you. Go on a nest hunt. I feel like when you really look, you can see bird nests so many places. High up in the trees, in bushes, the eaves of houses, maybe even in the wreath on your front door. When you see a bird nest, you can remember how God cares for us and tucks us under His wing, like the babies hatched in that nest. I bet you'll begin to notice more bird nests than you've ever seen before.
I think you're right, Stacy.
I think I'm going to hop back on that tractor, if that's cool with you. I've got some thinking to do about how God tucks me under His wing.
A tractor ride sounds like exactly what you need, Stacy. Have a great time.
God knew He was going to take care of Dana's need, but she needed a lesson from Roxy the peahen to convince her that she was hidden under His wing. Isn't it amazing how God uses creation to teach us more about Him? Let's keep our eyes and ears open to all of His lessons. Speaking of lessons, the best ones come from the Bible, and we help you experience those through our online Bible studies for tweens and their moms. You can enjoy them on demand or live. Just visit mytruegirl.com to find out more. Have you ever heard of a mini silky fainting goat? I sure hadn't. They're pretty cool, and Dana has a whole herd. Oh, I heard about her herd, and next week you will too. Come meet Cindy Lou Who, Sam I Am, Horton, and Boo Hoo as we learn another faith lesson from the barnyard. The True Girl Podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to freedom, fullness, and fruitfulness in Christ.